form, she chose to keep company with these canine muties who inhabited the area. This was all very strange.
I wonder if you and your mutie friends might still be hungry?
We're always hungry.
Well, perhaps we can make a trade.
JB wasn't sure what Doc had in mind, but he seemed to have a plan. Clarissa eyed him suspiciously.
Trade for what?
Just some information.
About what?
The area around here. And about Fox Farm.
Sure, I can tell you all about it. But what do you have to trade?
Doc smiled.
This bag of fruit.
Without a word, Clarissa took the bag from Doc and began pitching peaches, pears, and apples into the nearby weeds. The muties there began to feed, but Shiva just stood rock still, ignoring the fruit. Taking a few of the fruits for herself, Clarissa turned back to face Doc and JB.
Okay, ask away.
JB moved in closer.
Three of our friends went missing last night, and we found a sec man from Fox Farm dead in one of the rooms of the hotel we were staying in.
Are your missing friends females?
Two of them are, yes.
Clarissa frowned.
They took the women for breeding. Not sure why they'd take a man, though. They've got more of them than they need on the farm.
For breeding? I don't understand.
Fox Farm grows food. Best around for miles. Hell, it's the only food around for miles.
See, Baron Fox knows all about electricity. So he came out here a few years ago with the idea of using the power from the falls to start his own little barony. With the electricity, he was able to rework the soil and bring in fresh water from the bottom of the lake. But the more he grows on the farm, the less there seems to be for anyone on the outside. The land here is good for growing, but any time we've tried to plant something, the weeds grow so fast, everything gets choked off. That's why the Baron has so many slaves working for him. They spend most of their time pulling weeds.
Slaves?
Sure. That's why there's an electric fence all the way around the farm. It keeps animals and muties out of the orchards, but it doesn't let anyone out, either.
We thought as much about the fence.
Excuse me, dear lady, but you mentioned something about breeding.
She took another bite of an apple, eating slowly now that she'd eaten a few fruits and had sated some of her hunger.
One of the reasons they grow a lot of fruit is for trade. They supply a few big eastern villes with fresh produce, so the farm is well stocked with everything like linen and soap, sugar, and clothes.
Blasters?
All kinds. Maybe a few grins. I can't be sure, since I don't know a lot about weapons. There's a lot of them, though, I know that.
Doc looked a little frustrated.
What about the breeding?
Well, the other reason they grow so much food is to feed the slaves. See, they all work hard pulling weeds and picking fruit, and at night they rut. All night, every night.
What does she mean by rut?
Rut is a vulgar term, meaning to have sexual relations, especially intercourse.
That's right, rut. Baron Fox trades in fruits and vegetables, but he also trades in slaves and babies.
Babies?
Since everyone is rutting every night, the women are getting heavy all the time. And since most of the offspring are norms, they're worth a lot to couples in the Eastern Villes who can't have kids of their own because of rad sickness or whatever.
So that's how he's been able to become so rich.
An offspring a few months old can net him a new blaster. 10 or 12 of them is good enough for a wag in perfect running order. He's got convoys heading east every month or so. Last few months, he's been shipping every other week. There's even couples that have heard about the operation and make the trip to the falls just to see him. He usually gets their wag, so the smart ones bring two.
JB thought about Mildred.
What happens to women on the farm who don't want a rut?
Well, they all do eventually. The Baron doesn't care if you want to or not, and I think he even likes it when the women put up a fight. The ones who resist usually get beaten, for starters. Then the Baron will deny them food and water for days and contact with all other people for months. Just about anything a person needs to survive. Most of the women succumb. Some don't. But even the holdouts get heavy in the end. They wind up chained to a wall in the Baron's dungeon where they are force-bred until they're made heavy. But even when you get heavy, the punishment isn't over.
When willing breeders become heavy, they don't have to rut any further if they don't want to. But the ones who resist can be rutted by anyone, Sekhmen usually, right up until they birth. It's no wonder that after they've delivered an offspring, the women are only too happy and willing to rut like the rest of them.
Everyone was silent for several moments, taking in all the information. Eventually, Doc was the first to speak.
It would seem to me that we must try to rescue Ryan, Christie, and Mildred as soon as possible, or our friends won't be the same when they come out.
My thoughts exactly.
I have a question.
What is it?
If Baron takes women, why are you here?
It was indeed a good question. All four of the friends looked to Clarissa for an answer.
I used to live in the Ville.
J.B. looked at her skeptically.
About a year ago, my family was part of a wag convoy heading east to a new Ville my uncle was starting up in Rhodes Island. But when we came through here, Baron Fox's men captured my family and brought us all to the farm. My mom didn't last long. She put up a bit of a fight. But since she was old and couldn't get heavy anymore, she was sent to the Sekhmen's lounge for the stoop bastard's entertainment. She didn't last long there, and died just a few weeks after we were captured. My dad was an older man and found the orchards hard work. When he learned about what had happened to my mother, he went mad and attacked a group of Sekhmen with a stick. They chilled him before he could strike a single blow. After that, I knew I couldn't stay on the farm, so I tried to escape. It took me 3 tries, but I finally did it by dressing up in a Sekhmen's uniform, stealing a wagon, driving it through the front gate. I've been living on the outside for about 8 months now.
Why stay here? Not go away.
A pained expression suddenly appeared on the girl's face.
My sister's still inside. She resisted the Baron a lot more than I did, and she ended up in the dungeon. She was heavy when I got out, and she might be ready to birth in a few weeks. After I escaped, I wanted to leave to get as far away as I could, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Knowing I'm on the outside, waiting for her, is probably the only thing that's keeping her alive in there.
Should I save her?
Clarissa slowly shook her head.
No. What could I do by myself?
What about the muties?
They wouldn't be much help in an attack. Throwing rocks and tearing things apart with their teeth is about all they're good for. I'm sure they'd be able to do some damage if I could get them inside the complex, but I can't get them past the fence.
That's not exactly what I meant. Let me clarify the question. They let you live with them and they don't hurt you?
That's right. Isn't that right, Shiva?
The mutie known as Shiva nodded slightly, without making a sound. It still amazed J.B. how intelligent the creature looked, especially in its eyes. For a fleeting moment, he seemed to recall a flash of memory upon staring into those dark pools, but it vanished just as quickly. No one else in his party seemed to notice, so instead, he regarded the other muties.
Even now, they aren't attacking us. Why?
Because I don't want them to. You see, I feed them whatever I can spare.
She threw the cores of her apples and pears off into the bushes, and then threw back her head and ran her fingers through her dirty blonde hair.
They consider me a sort of savior. There isn't anything they wouldn't do for me.
Do you think if you told them to attack the farm, they'd do it for you?
Attack Fox Farm?
We're not leaving our friends inside there.
But that would be insane. There's only 4 of you, and that place is like a fortress.
That, my dear girl, is why we can use all the help we can get, muty or otherwise.
J.B. leaned in closer toward Clarissa.
You could help us, too. You know your way around the farm and could lead us to where we want to go.
Clarissa said nothing, but looked to each of the friends in turn.
We could get your sister out along with our friends.
You 4 are serious about this, aren't you?
I have been a part of this group for a long time, young lady, and I can assure you beyond a shadow of a doubt that we take such matters very seriously.
Okay. But even if I help you and convince the muties to come along for the ride, you're still going to need more weapons to break into the place and to break out.
Some heavier blasters would be nice.
A few grins would be useful in causing diversions, too.
More ammo.
And a wag.
Yes, and a wag.
Clarissa turned to Jack, seeming to place her trust in what the teenager would tell her.
If you had those things, do you really think you could free my sister and your friends?
Jack smiled and nodded.
Other slaves, too.
Clarissa nodded, as if she'd just taken a step.